Welcome to New Wine. My name is J. Matthew Barnes. The goal of New Wine is simply this, to talk about what it looks like to follow Jesus in the real world. This is the second New Wine podcast, and in it, I really only want to do one thing, to define the word missional. If you spend any time listening to me speak, teach, coach, or mentor, then you'll hear the word missional a lot. And if you read my blog or listen to my podcast, then you'll see or hear the word missional a lot. And when I read the books that I tend to read, I read the word missional a lot. But what does missional mean? It seems to me that missional has lost some of its meaning lately. I believe this to be the case because of how often it's used in Christian literature and circles these days. Missional is everywhere. It's sexy, and it's become a fad. Cool people like Francis Chan and David Platt use it, and there are tons and tons of tweets and posts and Facebook statuses that use this word too. Hashtag missional. So because of the overpresence of this word out there in the world, or at least in a particular corner of it, it seems to have lost some of its meaning. This reality reminds me of the psychological phenomenon called semantic saturation, which is what happens when a word is repeated over and over and over and over and over until it loses its meaning for the listener for a short while. There's an episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted experiences semantic saturation. While something else is going on, Ted starts saying the word bowl a bunch of times. Before he knows it, he's thinking more about how bowl sounds and less about what an actual physical bowl is. So sometimes when we overuse a word, its meaning becomes eroded and loses some of its oomph. And here's another person, me, and another avenue, this podcast, on which the word missional is being discussed. I understand that I'm part of this oversaturation problem. And I'm realizing this more and more. Recently, a person who I trust very deeply told me that he liked my writing, but that I use too much insider language that might be familiar in my circles, but that isn't common out there in the real world among other Christians. And to an extent, I think he's right. And at the top of all the possible confusion is this word, missional. What in the world does this word mean? Well, missional is an adjective, meaning that you use it to modify a noun, like this, missional community, missional church, missional podcast, etc. It comes from the word mission, of course, and the word mission comes from the Latin root missio, which simply means sent. So missional is an adjective that attempts to describe the fact that something is sent. So a missional community is a group of folks who understands that they are sent by God together for a purpose. A missional church is a congregation of Jesus followers who understands that God has sent them to serve His will in this world. And a missional podcast, like this one, is a medium of recorded verbal communication in which the content creator talks quite a bit about being sent and sentness in general. So here's a shorthand definition. Missional means possessing the quality of sentness. Here's the funny thing, though. Every follower of Jesus is missional. In John 20:21, the risen Jesus tells his followers that as he was sent by the Father, so he is sending them. And he's continued to send his followers in that very same manner. We're all sent. Every single one of us. None of us is excluded. Now, not all of us acknowledge or act upon our missional natures. We're perfectly happy treating Christianity like a spectator sport. Our pastors and missionaries are like the athletes, and we're the crowd and the audience. They do all the work, and we cheer them on from the sidelines. But just because we don't live into our sentness, our missionality, it doesn't mean that it's not there. Everyone who follows Jesus is sent to be on mission with Him. We are all missional. It's important to also mention here that missional is sometimes juxtaposed with the traditional church model or the attractional church model. Now, some more definitions are in order. The traditional church model looks a little like this. There are some hired and/or elected leaders who guide a congregation. They set the agenda, they cast the vision, and they do the vast majority of the work. They focus on Sunday mornings because in their mind, Sunday mornings give them the best return on investment. They can give one talk or lead one set of worship to many people instead of sitting face to face in one-on-one or small group situations. And the attractional church model is what I call the Field of Dreams model. There's a famous line from that movie that goes like this: if you build it, they'll come. So the basic mantra of the attractional church model is, if we build a good worship service, they'll come. If we build funny and poignant sermons, they'll come. If we create a dynamic family ministry, they'll come, etc., etc. Often these two models go together, with the hired and elected leaders working their rears off, trying to draw people to the church campus with programs, slick services, and the like. Now, there are two problems with these models. Number one, they don't work very well anymore. And number two, they don't live up to John 20:21. First, these models don't work well anymore. There was a time not long ago when a higher percentage of people went to church than do now. This has been shown over and over and over again by various researchers. Here's a little bit of statistical information. According to the best data from folks like the Pew Institute and the Barna Group, around 25% of Americans are explicitly not followers of Jesus as historically defined. They're atheists and Hindus and Mormons and the like. And around two-thirds of Americans are what the Barna Group calls casual Christians. They claim to be Christians, but their lives are not marked by their faith in any discernible way, including church attendance, minus Easter, Mother's Day, and Christmas, of course. If you add those two groups up, you get a pretty sobering picture. Around 90% of Americans are in need of a fresh encounter with the good news of Jesus and His kingdom. That's worth repeating. Around 90% of Americans are in need of a fresh encounter with the good news of Jesus and His kingdom. But we didn't wake up one day and this had happened overnight. No, this was a slow build-up. There was a time in the not-too-distant past when people would seek out the church when they faced major issues, decisions, and questions. They would go to a church service, set up a meeting with a pastor, etc., etc. But this simply is not the case anymore. People have stopped darkening the doors of American churches when they are really facing the transcendent questions of life that used to point people to God. Instead, they go to one another, to the internet, to TV, and to any other source other than the church. And here's the result of this growing divide. The culture within the walls of our church buildings is very different from the culture just on the outside of our campuses. Compared to our wider culture, we act funny, we talk a different language, and we're just weird. Most people think we're judgmental. Most people think we're too political. Most people think we're generally boring. And we're left with a very sobering reality. America is a mission field. So the second reason why the traditional church model and the attractional church model don't really work well anymore is because they're not living up to John 20:21, which says that we are sent. So if America is a mission field and we are sent, we're not doing it right. Mission fields are not best served by setting up shop on a corner somewhere and hoping that people will come to us. Nope. We must be sent like Jesus was sent and go out to them. We must seek the folks who are far out, far from God. Why? Because they aren't coming to us anymore. We must go to them. We must live into our sentness. We must be missional. Now, these realities are what drive me today. I desperately want our world to know the love of God, because if God so loved the world that He sent His Son, then I should so love the world enough to allow myself to be sent by God too. In fact, it's my mission to help mobilize people to follow Jesus in the real world. I want to be a person who doesn't pretend to live in a Christian nation, and I want to help others realize that too. I want to be a person who bursts out of my protective Christian bubble in order to share the good news of Jesus through my words, actions, and attitudes. And I want to help others make the same prison break too. I want to be a person who will go on any adventure with Jesus that He sees fit, and I want to help inspire others to do the same. We are all sent, and it's high time that we started living like it. So friends, missional simply means that something or someone is sent. And you and I, we're all sent. We're all missional. Thanks for exploring this notion of missionality with me. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, then please subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. And also check out my website at jmatthewbarnes.com. That's jaymatthewbarnes.com. Thanks for your time. Grace and peace.